This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 21st of August, 1962. The title of this lecture is Finding Goals by Dynamic Assessment. This tape is 65 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Very good, very good. I thank you, my goal thanks you, my auditor thanks you. All right. But some announcements here, right off the bat. We're going to christen the new buildings as soon as I get back, but you're going to be using the chapel here in just a few days, as soon as they get a floor in it while you've got it. And we'll have a bit of a party when I come back. And because we have some space, we'll have some parties after that on a weekend. And we've also got a canteen planned out there, small size. And a few things make life more livable for you. And I am leaving Thursday on the Queen Elizabeth for America. And I'll return here. I'll be back here the 17th of September. Now, I've given you a new, an extra lecture so that your Thursday unit doesn't mess up. But actually, you're only losing 2 weeks of lecture because one of them's blank anyway. Okay? Yeah. Is it all right with me to do this? Yeah. All right, thank you. I always ask the kids, is it okay if I go, you know? And they always think it over very carefully and tell me yes. All right, and Washington Congress goes off on Labor Day and so forth, and I'll be saying hello for you and so forth, and I'll tell them all how good you are. So it's up to you not to make a liar on me, okay? All right. Okay. We have some new students amongst us. Probably some of the older students are already telling the new students about they should have been here in the old days when. I bet this has already occurred. You think it's tough now. Well, you ought to have been here last June. I suppose this is already happening. All right, we've got two lectures tonight that both of them are quite fundamental. The first lecture is the dynamic assessment. The other one is the basics of auditing. The other one, depending on how embracive the material is and that sort of thing, will be a lecture which you better take to heart, because you will be using this very lecture in training students. But this particular lecture, this first lecture, lecture number one, St. Hill Special Briefing Course, date? 21st. Somebody says the 22nd, somebody says the 21st. 21st. All right, thank you. Had me mixed up there for a minute. I was in 2 days. All right. The 21st, September, October, December. What's the date? August. 21st of August. All right. AD 12. Thank you very much. The way I start my stories to the children, St. Hill, England, planet Earth, solar system, this galaxy in this part of this universe. Once it upon it, to time it. All right. Dynamic assessment. Now, there has been a considerable advance made, and I gave you the tiger drill. I told you at the time when I gave you the tiger drill that I really didn't much like releasing it, and which you needed, it's released. All right. Similarly, you've been walking on my heels with dynamic assessment. I've got the whole story here on dynamic assessment all the way down the line. The first thing you should realize about this is that ordinary routine 3GA, exactly as you have had it a week or so ago, a couple of weeks ago, when I gave you the full rundown on the thing, that is totally valid. There's nothing wrong with it any place at all. The Tiger drill can be a little bit improved by which you null the goals. But I'll give you that improvement in this lecture. Now, but that's perfectly valid. You go out and you say to somebody, do 850 goals, you find the goals list is still charged. You ask them who would oppose your goal, you know, and get that four-way list and get what goal might you have as a separate list. And you just use all of these things. And then you just start from goal one and you go on through. And in a large majority of cases, you will find the PC's goal before you've hit the mark 500, okay? Providing you do a good job of knowing. You understand, that's a perfectly valid procedure. That's in the can. Now, another one is this. There is a fancy way of finding a goal. And this fancy way is by dynamic assessment. And this will be done by a Class 4 auditor. You could probably find a goal on anybody, even though he was writing 8,785 goal-type case, don't you see? I mean, you could have him run goals and goals and goals and write goals and goals, and the papers accumulating. Use a small shopping cart, you know, coming back and forth from the auditing sessions in order to carry all the goals list, you know. Thing has to be put on IBM microfilm, you know, special projectors to read the stuff off, because otherwise it would take up the space of the Library of Congress or something like that, you know. Now, this character, the goal is almost impossible to find on him, and that comprises a large percentage of your cases, about 25%. You're not going to find any goal on this character until you've gone out. So 3GA would find the goal on this PC. You understand that? But it is becoming uneconomical, see, in terms of time. And the difference between these two PCs is specifically and directly this. That the goal of the PC that is going to take you a long, long while, you see, in terms of hundreds of hours of auditing, to find on 25% of the cases, is an overt, a direct overt type goal. In other words, it's an overt goal that is directly overt. You gotta see? And the other is an inadvertent overt goal. I get the idea? The inadvertent overt goal is very easy to find. But the one that is a direct overt goal is very difficult to find. Now, you think that the wording of the goal is what makes the goal difficult to find. Let's take such a goal as not to be located. You see, and you offhand would say at once that this was the most difficult type of goal, following Dianetic phrase reasoning, you see. Therefore, the goal would duck. Whereas, as a matter of fact, that does not hold true. Those goals very often turn up in the first 100 goals listed by experience and are not the difficult goal to find. The difficult goal to find is the direct overt goal. It's a direct overt goal. And the PC who has this can be told on the meter, because in the process of auditing, he commonly has a rock slam turn on, which is wider than an inch or two. And that is that PC. That's 25% of the PCs, and that PC has a direct overt goal. Wide rock slam. You run a little bit of OW on this PC. You're prep checking this PC, you get a wide rock slam. Well, actually, this wide rock slam is not because your ordinary PC has done something personally to you as an auditor. You could have this as a freak. Well, let's say you're auditing your girlfriend or your boyfriend, and you've got a dial-wide slam starts turning on. And they don't have a directly overt type goal at all. No, they've just been two-timing you, that's all. And you get that overt off against you personally, the auditor. It has to be against you, the auditor, to come into that classification. It must have been done to you personally, see? And you will get that dial-wide slam. But they've done something pretty wild, and that they're not admitting. Not something they're just trying to keep you from finding out, you know, nothing mild like this, you know. But they were the person who foreclosed your mortgage and threw you out on the street, see? You get the idea. They've been having illicit affairs. They have a prison record and don't want you to know it, because if it came to be known of this, it would do something to you, the auditor. You get the difference here. Now, that's what this means. You just get that off. You keep testing for that as a direct overt. And if a direct overt doesn't exist there, you see, or if the dial-wide slam turns on any other, this is a better test, on any other thing than you, commonly, this is the direct overt type goal. The way to test this is the simplest thing in the world. You say, what have you done to me? What overt have you committed against me? And you fish around for a while along this type of line, and you get a slam. Well, that's just the person that's got a fantastic overt against you personally. But this also can miss as a test, because you might be included in the goal. You got it? Now, it is so infrequent that the overt is against you personally as the auditor, even though you're living with the person and everything else. It is so infrequent that this is the case that it can be neglected. Now, this is getting much simpler, isn't it? It can actually be neglected in the main course of auditing, but only must be remembered on the off chance that it exists. And the error that you could make is not very serious. It's not serious at all, you see, because you would simply take a course of action with this person, and nothing would work out. You just couldn't get to first base with anything. Remember that there's another chance that the person has a fantastically direct overt against you personally. Got it? But oddly enough, you could make up your mind to that far too easily. Because there's another factor saving it, you see, that it takes pretty heavy charge to get that much slam, you see, on a needle. Takes pretty heavy charge. And even though the person had an overt against you directly, you probably could find the goal anyhow. Do you see all the logic behind this? Now, it all sums down to this, that you could sort this out, which one it was, but having sorted it out, you would only know this, that you had to prep check the PC more carefully than otherwise. And now wait a minute. The goal could also be found on the dial-wide slam proposition by a dynamic assessment, even though the person had this much overt against you, providing you could read the person's meter. You understand? Providing you could. And, of course, you can't. You see, you can't read that person's meter. Person's meter is not responsive. Do you follow this? Do you follow this up?
Yes.
So although I'm giving you all this logic, it doesn't matter. I don't like to give you a statement which is a partial truth, see? So I'm giving you all the data back of this. You could just say, for all working principles, that any person who turns on at any time during his processing a quarter, half, a dial, slam, you do a dynamic assessment type goal, and you're going to find the goal easily. Got that? If you're able to read the meter at all, you can do a dynamic assessment, you understand? If you can't read the meter at all, and it never responds at the right points and so forth, you must also assume the person has overt on you. But then, of course, what are you doing running a non-prep check PC on a goals run? You find that? And if you'd prepared the PC properly, all you would have found this all out anyhow. See? You see how this is. So I just don't want to give you a half-truth. But for working purposes, you don't have to worry about it. You get any kind of slam. I don't care if it's only this wide or if it's this wide. See, I don't care if it's this wide or only this wide or if it's hitting both pins. You just take a look at that. That has occurred to the PC. Just know then that your chances of finding the goal easily by 3GA, usual, the commonest, not the commonest, but the simplest method, because you probably all will be using dynamic assessments on all PCs. I'm just telling you the limitation. And if you just can't, just know that you're in for a hell of a run, that's all. But listen, on some of those cases, ordinary routine 3, all-time goals assessment, found the proper goal. On some of them, very small percentage of them, so it probably scales it down to about 20%. You would sweat for, see, and then, oh my God, months later you'd come up with a goal. You got the idea? By ordinary goals assessment. Now, this is the other side of the coin. All PCs can have their goals found by dynamic assessment. See, it is not limited to those PCs. I'm just telling you the PCs that the possibilities of locating the goal are very remote, except by dynamic assessment. But now, on dynamic assessment, this makes it even more easy. You're talking about 100% of your PCs. You can use it on all of them if you can use it. If you can pull this card trick, why, it is the fast road to finding goals. This is the high, fast M1 Super Express, no crossroad highway to finding goals. This is fast. It is fast, but it is also fatal. If an auditor were to do this on a PC and bleed all the charge out and get all of the data and not turn it over to his next auditor and not sort of pin it on the PC's lapel, you've had it. Just that. You've just had it. That's all. You've got to meter this PC now and straighten this whole thing out by recalling the sessions the PC has had to get the data back. Now, I'll tell you one of the methods of getting the data back. We knew that a PC, who just left here as a second goal clear, we knew a PC had run clear on a goal, and we didn't even have the goals list. We didn't remember what the goal is. So I told our auditor to do a list of goals on this PC in which this word occurred, which we knew the PC had been run on. That was all the data we had, see? And we did a list of, I don't know how many goals were done. I said 50. I don't know how many got done. And then they assessed this list, and they found this goal back. Well, of course, it was the most obvious one, but we couldn't take a chance, don't you see? And we found that goal, and then we went ahead and ran and listed that goal, and the PC went clear on it, don't you see? The right goal had been found. But remember this, you desensitize the case. You desensitize the case terribly by doing this dynamic assessment. Do you realize that by removing the charge on these lines, that is the only time you are ever going to get that data at the end line? You're never going to be able to do it again. It is a one shot. You understand? You're going to be able to do it once. Now, the odd part of it is you can't do it once wrong. You can do it wrong 1,000 times, and the charge will still be on the bank. You see this now? You do it wrong all you want to. You're not going to bleed any charge off the bank. Get the wrong dynamic and the wrong item and the wrong this. The case will just simply be a little more ARC breaky to audit. the final end result of that. But do it right, and then don't make the data known. Do it right. Find the dynamic. Find the item we're looking for in this dynamic assessment. Find all these steps, and then get a goals list, and don't find the goal. If we've gone this far, this poor PC has had it. If we don't make this data known to organizations or auditors or a central clearing point for such data, some PC is going to get hung, man, because there's just no recovering it. That's it. You follow me? You can't do this again. It is something on the order of going up on a tower and pouring all the water out of the tower, and there's no pump to ever get any water back up to it again, except another 200 trillion years of living. And you go up and you empty all the water out of the tower, and you're supposed to find the key at the bottom of the barrel. Next auditor comes along, he can't even find the tower, much less the key, if he doesn't have the data that was found by this. So your auditor's reports must note with great care, let me impress this upon you, note with great care whether or not certain phenomena, such as rock slam dwindling out, was present. And you must know what a dwindling out rock slam is. Because you can do it wrong and have the rock slam occur on the first part of the list and then vanish because you're not on the list. Just like any wrong goal, practically, will list the first 100 items without killing the PC and even doing him a little bit of good. After that, the second 100 throws him sort of into a state of where he isn't quite sure whether he wants to go on living or not. The third 100 kills him, and the fourth 100, if you can get him to sit still to run them, of course, you bury him. That's just that. It looks awful good there for a moment, sometimes on the beginning of a dynamic assessment or list or something like that. We go, and we say, that's it, you know. And we go to the next step, nothing happens. So you want to make all these things clear in your auditor's report that you did a dynamic assessment and you found a hell of a slam on the physical universe. And you couldn't get any place else. You make that very clear. Or if you got someplace else, that as you were listing the items derived from physical universe, that you got a dwindling slam. Or you got a slam which persisted very widely for the first 10 items and then vanished and never went down to a dirty needle. Never went down to a dirty needle. You know, never got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And vanished. You saw one of those on my television demonstration. You saw a type of list and it went, and then it didn't do a thing. See? That was one of those. See? Wrong line. See, I went in the wrong corner of the slot. You were watching there actually research auditing sessions, not demonstrations. See? Trying to find out about this. Thought you could learn from it too. Hoped it had come out all right. Since that time, I've really done some auditing. See? Man, the engrams have been flying, you know. I don't know how much auditing has happened since you last saw the last demonstration last Friday, but it's, I don't know. It must be something on the order of about, what is it, about 35 hours? 30 hours? 35 hours? Almost as much auditing as there were days. And getting this thing taped out, getting this thing grooved. Because it's always, before I take trips, it was much more vital when I was still riding airplanes. You know why I'm not riding airplanes? It's just too much responsibility. It's not whether you'd lose me, you see, but it's just my responsibility. My responsibility just a little too heavy. And furthermore, I think that a 36,000-foot fall is very hard on Rolleiflex cameras. Of course, they're shedding airplanes out of the sky these days, something like raindrops in England. And, you have to wear steel umbrellas lately for the crashing airplanes, you know? But it's awfully hard on my cameras, and I know you wouldn't want me to lose any more cameras. I've lost one camera for the sake of dynamic assessments. You actually lost two. We don't want to lose any more. We can afford so much for research, but beyond that. All right. Now, let me give you a packaged statement of the person you must run, in case somebody got lost here, we got confused on it, the person you must run a dynamic assessment on. I'm going to hear some whistles here in a minute. Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. What do you know? Yeah, that's so true. You know, that kind of reaction. You just listen to it. The wide rock slamming needle turning on once in a while or now and then, but which has been known to turn on this PC in auditing. Got it? That's under all those classifications, see? It turns on and you've seen it. An auditor tells you it has turned on, don't you see? It's on a lot. It's on now and then. It's on rarely. However we've learned about this wide rock slam needle, you know, heavy, searching, hunting, banging, crashing needle, you know. Doesn't matter how we learned about it. You needn't try to find a goal on that PC by any other method than the dynamic assessment method, because you're going to lay an egg. You're going to be up here about 3,000 goals up the line and still sweating. Got it? But remember, don't worry about it too much. If you can only do old 3GA only, you don't worry about it too much, because a certain percentage of PCs, a very small percentage of those PCs, still have found their goals early on the list. You see that? So you're not taking your life in your hands. Now that's type one. Okay, wide rock slamming needle. Known, reported, we don't care how, wide rock slamming needle. Number two. A PC who was unresponsive to the auditor on the meter. You say, you well and talk to me about your difficulties, and the PC says, I guess so. Yeah, I don't talk about difficulties, and you don't get any knock on the thing. And you get suspicious, and you sort of put the meter aside for a moment. You say, well, any difficulties that you aren't willing to talk to me about? Just check them over carefully. You might. Oh, well, and he gives you an automaticity. You might say it's a PC in a chronic ARC break state. Unresponsive on a meter. The PC is too remote. There's no impingement can be made on this PC. Now, it doesn't matter how good you are. This is a rare PC. Not too rare. But this is a special class of PC. You can never get a rudiment in on them. Anything. The clue and key to this PC is everything is suppressed. We'll go into that later. PC's got everything suppressed. It suppresses the auditor. It suppresses this. It suppresses that. The clue to this is you ask the PC, you can find out what this PC is doing and establish the suppressed PC rather easily. And you say, well, when I say there to you, what do you do? Because the PC is seldom answering you. Well, what do I do? PC doesn't react to steering, you see. You say, what do I do? PC says, what do I do? Well, I throw aside those that you're saying because they couldn't be it. And you know, that's quite a few PCs. And the only thing you have to know about is the PC doesn't answer up to steering. That's all you have to know about it. That takes care of your whole class 2 PC here, or this type. See? That's the whole lot. They just don't answer up to steering. You say, you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? And you get a tick, tiny tick. And you say, yes, there. What difficulty aren't you willing to talk about, you know? There. PC doesn't say anything. There. PC doesn't say anything. You say, there. You say, what are you looking at? And the PC tells you something. Get the idea? Now, the normal PC, when you say there, there, PC, oh, well, that. Yeah. Well, I don't know what that is. You know, I got a picture of a bed. I don't know what that is. Oh, I know. I know. That was where I murdered the policeman. Yeah, I guess that's that. They give it to you, see? They give it to you as a result of the steering. This other type PC never gives you anything as a result of steering. So watch the steering. Keep your weather eye open on this PC. PC doesn't react to steering. The clue to the case is suppress. And the only thing you've got to do with this case is run suppress till it runs out of the PC's ears. And you can make the meter operate. Go or no go. Got it? All right. Now your next class of PC is a PC who turns on a dirty needle. Ever. I see you like that. Now, of course, you will get a slightly tick-tickety needle on a missed withhold. You will get on a failed reveal on almost any PC. You'll get a tickety-tick once in a blue moon. But a PC who regularly gets a tickety-tick has not got his goal found. It's not been found, it isn't on the list, hasn't been elucidated, and is nowhere to be located. Well, that was a surprise. I told you you'd say, I didn't expect you to laugh. You probably don't believe me. Any PC around whose needle is going bzzz, bzzz, particularly on the other rudiments. Now, that's for sure on the other rudiments. But any PC whose needle you have to work to clean up because it is a dirty needle, you have not got the PC's goal on the list. Or the PC's goal is so buried and so suppressed and has been found a long time ago or something, but the probability is hasn't been found at all. A good test, which you can never find out, by the way, the data's never available, is the PC who'd had a goal found sometime previously, it read with an instant dirty needle. Any goal that reads with an instant dirty needle is not only not the goal, but it indicates that the goal has not been found. It doesn't exist on the list, and it's not been enunciated to the PC, by the PC, to anybody. Does this apply to your PC? And any PCs you're auditing at the present moment ever turn on a dirty needle? Well, that PC's goal is not on the list. Life becomes fascinating, doesn't it? What does it take to make a dirty needle turn on? Well, brother, it is something like the power or force of Krakajewia, which when it blew its head, gave the world red sunsets from the Sunday-Monday line clear on around and back for 3 years. Okay. It's power! There's force underneath that. It is somewhat like trying to sit on a plain lid on a superheated boiler with the steam accumulating. So. And as that comes up and hits the underside of the thing, you'll get this little phenomenon. No, such a dirty needle, see? It's not that the PC is feeling upset or something like that. It is that the PC is definitely and desperately suppressed with magnitude. And they're holding charge on that that would blow a nova. That's charge. Now, the more goofy the PC's needle is, now let's speak in E-meter essentials, the more pattern a needle develops, the more charge is on the goals line. And vaguely, a PC whose goal is on the list, or a PC whose goal is very accessible, or a PC whose goal very easy to audit, or something like this, never gets a tick or attack. You'd have to put him into the most remarkable state. You'd have to run the most weirdly offbeat processes to finally turn on buzz. And then you'd only turn it on very briefly. But this PC who gets a little missed with all, they want to sneeze. And they don't sneeze. You know? And the needle goes bzz, 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 you know, a little tiny dirty rock sound. Bzz, 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 bzz. You say, all right, what withhold have I missed on you? Well, I wanted to sneeze, and it disappears, see? Well, look, a sneeze doesn't turn on that much dirty needle. Takes more than that, man. It takes something like enough force and power to blow the whole planet to pieces, see, sitting down underneath the bank. For a person just to think that they don't want to sneeze and turn on a dirty needle. Because these are a series of reversing currents in the reactive bank. How jammed in does the fellow have to get? Now, how about the fellow? Now, that boy, you could probably 3GA him routine and find his goal, see? You probably still could do that rather easily. But how about this guy? You get a quarter of a dial rock slam, and you say, what was that? What was that? What's happened, you know? What's the matter, you know? And he says, well, he was pressing a sneeze. There's only one method of finding that character's goal, by dynamic assessment. Unless somebody is just shot in the pants with luck. Finding my goal the other night, one of the session goals was to be lucky. And we were. First time I ever put it up as a session goal. Now look, I'm probably wasting a lot of your time on going into the ramifications of this and that, but I'm just trying to tell you who this is should be runnable on and who it's best on. But remember, it can be run on anybody. Now, exactly what do you do? Now, let's go into the 1, 2, 3, 4, bang, 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 bang. Well, the first thing you do is you get the PC to write 850 goals, and then you strip the list one way or the other. And then you save that carefully, and you save any goals list the PC has. You got all that? He does that on his own. Bang, that's just 3GA. All right. Now, if you're a goals finding auditor, and you just get this PC, you get a PC with the scruff of the neck, and you've got him. Somebody else has prepared him. They prepped it and everything like that. You set him down, and you just go right in, and you do this action. Bang, bang, bang. So you do this action. You make him build the wheel of life. Make him build the wheel of life. You give him a lot of samples. You give him a basic wheel. It's got 8 parts. Yeah, just your 8 dynamics, see? A lot of little pies can be put into this thing. And the reason you use wheels or the thing, not that it's easy to assess, it's not, but it gives him the idea of entirety. It's good symbolism. And you give him some sample lists. You give him some samples. You know, like there's these, you know, there's sex divides into family, children, marriage, wives, so forth. And other things you might think of, you see. Other things you might think of, you see. And he can draw these things out. And he can write these things in here. Get this. Some old-time Scientologists say, well, what are the dynamics according to you? And he gives you 30. Bang. The item's out. That's simple. At the raw meat PC, mysticism rears its ugly head. The whole track opens and gapes, you see. You say, do an entirety of existence. He won't even be able to embrace an entirety of existence unless you give him some symbolism of some kind to help him. You see, this is the whole of existence, this thing. It's divided into 8 segments here, as you can see, and there's all this and that. Complete it. And here's some samples on the back. We'll give you some of them. You can draw one up. Give him a whole bunch of samples. You know, divide marriage up into homes and cooking and, you know, anything. And he just goes ahead and he fills this out. Well, I don't care whether he does that in session or not. It's a good thing when you first hear of him to go around and hand this to him with all of its directions on it. He's supposed to complete the Wheel of Life before he comes in and talks to you. You can sit there with your turban on, you see. I don't care whether you call it this or not. I'm gagging to some degree. But it's just your old late dynamics, see. But there's... You want some additional segments. And it's a good thing to have a whole list of them, of various optional segments that might be part of it, according to him. It's a good thing. But coax him at the same time to believe that there might be a lot more missing. Sort of give him the idea that unless he solves this puzzle, all of his auditing may be held up, which is absolutely true. You tell him to solve this puzzle and get all of it on there, see. An old-time Scientologist has already solved the puzzle. He's thought over this, and he sat around, and he said, well, you see, there was four in the first book, and then there was four more. And I think there are also this many. And these really divide this way, and he's given you several subdivisions of the subdivisions, see. And he's got his own ideas of what these things are, and he's just laid his case in your lap. Savvy? I made a mistake the other day. The reason you didn't see a good session is because I didn't take the PC's list. Okay. Don't often make an error. Christ's sake, profit that. All right, now look at here. You got this thing now, see? Mm-hmm. And you assess by rock slam. And you just go around this thing calling everything off that is on it until you get a rock slam. And you go round and round and round on this thing, see? And it's just assessment by elimination, just that. The ones that are in, you go over them the second time, same way you do pre-half scale and everything else. But the auditing command for this assessment is entirely different than an old dynamic assessment, and it is not a common dynamic assessment. It's overts against. So you say, think of doing bad things too, or consider committing overts against dynamic. See? And you just keep that up, keep that up, keep that up, keep that up. You got it? And you consider committing overts to sex. Consider committing overts to children. Consider committing overts to marriage. Consider committing overts to home and family. Whatever he's put down there, you see these subdivisions, you know. And you go round and round and round on this thing, and you mark each one to its reaction. That reacts. But you're looking there not for a necessarily instant reaction, but one in the vicinity of it. And I'll tell you something. The more... If his item is on there, you'll get instant rock slams. And if his item isn't, you won't. Got it? Isn't that a nice indicator? I do you a favor every once in a while. Okay. You're not going to get an instant rock slam if his item is off there. The reed is late and scrubby and all this sort of thing. The item is off that list. So if you see that this isn't instant rock slam, don't break your heart. Go around on this thing, and at the first couple of times around, you haven't got something rock slamming. It takes maybe about three times around to do the whole thing till you know for sure, my God, is this thing spirits, you know? You hit spirits, it's boom, boom, crack, crack, boom, 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 you know? Like one of these electronic plays you hear, the ions going around inside the tube, you know? Crash, 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 crash. It's unmistakable. And something like the difference between driving on a rough country road and hitting a tree, you know. You can tell the difference. If you don't get that kind of a reaction after about the third time around and haven't already made up your mind, you better get him to do the Wheel of Life again and just pat him on the back and say, well, son, you haven't solved this, and I think you'd better just take this up, and you'd better consider this more, and so forth. You can let him consider it in the session, but why waste your time? You just say, now let's get down to business here. There are eight basic dynamics. You realize that, according to Hubbard, eight basic dynamics. And what you got to do is correct him on this, because there are obviously more. What are they? Now, you've obviously left one out here. Give him another list of things to study, like Webster's International Dictionary. Anything you want to. Now, there'll probably be lots of tricks of the trade as to how to get this Wheel of Life out of the PC, but everything else depends on making sure that's complete, okay? Everything depends. Because what you're going to get, if you follow through an incomplete list of the dynamics, is they will all come down to little, and then they all go out, and then maybe a dirty needle stays on everything, and then you say, well, this dirty needle's more than the rest, so we will list it, and the whole thing lists to a little dirty needle, and you get down to the end, you got a little dirty needle, and there's a little dirty needle, and he gets a rock slammer, there's a little dirty needle, and you say, ask him a question, he gets a little dirty needle, and you know. But definitely laundry work to hands. And all of that is caused because the dynamic that you want is not on this wheel. That whole phenomena is caused by just that. There's a piece of life that he thinks is an integral section of life that he hasn't put down. Now the odd part of it is he may not think of it without some suggestions, so some lists will sometimes be necessary. Maybe if you could divide marriage up into 30 parts, which one of these are actually parts of marriage, you see? You know, second dynamic into 30 parts. Which one of these are actually parts of the second dynamic? You know? Let him choose one or two. Because he's going to be too random for us to make a pat and basic list. He's going to be too random. You'd be surprised, but toothpicks will be a necessary dynamic on some PC. Toothpicks, that's the seventh dynamic. Yes. Maybe so. And if it is, man will let us cess out. You get the rock slam on it. It's an integral part of life. Life consists of God and self and sex, and he's not sure about mankind or species or living things or the physical universe or that sort of thing, but toothpicks. That's what life consists of. And he'll give you this item. All right, now what do you do with this item? Now look, don't monkey with it if you haven't got that item. That item will sit there and rock slam. You're not going to wear the rock slam out of it as long as the PC stays in session. And he isn't all ARC break and so forth. Even ARC break, you still get the rock slam. It's a nice, hefty rock slam. Everything else eventually disappears, and the whole reaction goes into this thing. It's usually a couple of divisions, three divisions, somebody with a decent needle, you see. It's a nice, heavy, crash, 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 crash. You reading the next one to it? Nothing. It's also instant. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 you see. Physical universe. Bang, 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 bang. Physical universe. Bang, 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 bang. Spirits. God. Self. Sex. Bzz. That's one time around. Sex. Bzz. And then physical universe. Bang, 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 bang. You got the idea? Unmistakable. It's not one of these equivocal things. No matter how lousy the needle is, this will do. Now, something else I should tell you is it doesn't matter how lousy the PC's needle is to do this. It just doesn't matter. You should get him into session somehow or another, but it really doesn't matter how lousy his needle is. Because you're going to address this subject, he's going to have a lousy needle. It doesn't matter how clean and whistle clean and his needle was before you brought up this nasty subject to the wheel of life, his needle is now going to be dirty. And you start assessing it, it's going to be a mess. You got it? All right, you take that one you found, and this is what you do with it. You say, what represents the dynamic you found? It's the one that's rock slam to you. And you just make a list of this. And you go on down, you make a list of this. And this is the way it ought to look. And if it doesn't look, it could look three ways. Everything is dirty needle. That's wrong. These items, as you list them, each one goes bzz. He says these, you know, they go bzz, bzz, bzz. It's undiminishing. It never diminishes, never gets more, never gets less. Little tiny dirty, well, you did a lousy dynamic assessment in the first place for that to have happened. The dynamic wasn't on the list. You went and guessed at it out of desperation, or you did something corny. See, something wrong was done at that point. Now, the next action is it goes, and this is also a wrong one, it goes crash, 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 crash for the first five items, and then you don't have anything. Big rock slam for a few items, and then you don't have anything. Well, that's also wrong, so you haul off of that one. No, the exact proper phenomenon is big rock slam, slightly less, slightly less, slightly less, slightly less, slightly less, slightly less, diminishing each item he gives you. He may give you a couple of null items, But the next hot item that is on the list, you got buzz, bang, brr, bang, brr, bang, buzz, bang, buzz, bang, tick, tick, nothing. Got the idea? It's almost like going down a river, which has got less and less water in it. You finally go aground and you're at the end. See the idea? In other words, you steer into this thing called the wheel of life, the dynamics, you steer into this thing, and you find a channel, and you go down through this channel, and it's wide rock slam all the way down this channel, see? And you get to the end of that list of what represents, and you shouldn't have anything left. There should be no reaction to the question, what represents dynamic? There should be no reaction to dynamic. There should be no reaction to anything, don't you see? You run that totally. Do you have any more items? Is the list complete? All this kind of thing, you see? That's gone. That's dead now. The list is relatively short. It certainly seldom will exceed, I think you'll find in actual practice, a couple of hundred items. That would be a rather hefty list, see? All right, and that's gone, but it's sort of dwindled away, don't you see? It's sort of like going down a cone. It just dwindled away and got to be nothing. See, the charge was less and less. In other words, the phenomenon of bleeding charge off of this thing is definitely present. When you see this, you will say, well, how did Ron know that, you know? Well, I'll ask the same question. Anyhow, our next action now is a little unexpected. And this is all new stuff now. You take the item, you assess the thing by elimination, and you'll get this nice big rock slam back, but it won't be quite so big. And one of them will rock slam. This is not any, you do it by elimination. You don't do it by tiger drill or anything like that. One of them rock slams. And that thing is it. There shouldn't be any question in your cocoa but what that is it. In the meantime, you found the dynamic. For God's sakes, write it on an auditor's report in capital letters so it can be seen. So it doesn't get lost anyplace, because no auditor coming in your wake is ever going to find it again, because you found it by bleeding the charge, and the charge is now gone. Okay? Now you do the next action. See, first the dynamic, then you've listed the dynamic, then you assess by elimination on that list, and you find this item, which is now rock slamming, and now you take that item and you say, what represents that item to you? And you do another list. And that will do the same thing. That will cone down, and it'll be rather slight. This list is much less, probably less lengthy, less charged, but it should dwindle away too, and leave one item in it rock slamming, and maybe it's the same item you found, but maybe it's slightly different. In other words, you're asking him to rephrase this item, and then you're finding the rephrasing by assessment. You got that? You got that? Now, all you've got to do is take a prehab assessment, the old auxiliary prehab scale, do it by elimination. By the way, all these assessments are, you know, what represents this to you, that's not dynamic against, don't you see? You follow this? It's not consider committing overts against these items, it's just what represents to you, don't you see? It's as simple as that. You can assess that way. But you can also assess by, consider overts against these things. And you could go down the line that same way, don't you see? This would again pep it up, that sort of thing. But in actual fact, the thing will just rock slam if you just assess it. You got that? Mm-hmm. Or if you can, you don't think of committing bad things against this item list. You could do that, see, and what represents that. In other words, there's a couple of ways you could go about this thing. Neither one of them wrong. Now you can take the old prehab list and take your final item, and that was catfish, see. It was fish, see. It was dynamics, fifth dynamic. What assessed out was fish on the first list, and you got fish again. All right, what represents fish to you? And the fellow gives you this and that and the other thing and the other thing. You found out it was catfish. It wasn't fish, it was catfish. Now, you can actually do a prehab assessment. on the subject of catfish. Should you, dynamic line, catfish? Should you withdraw from catfish? Should you leave catfish? What should you do to catfish? You got this? And one of those is going to rock slam. And you got the guy's dole in a bucket. Yeah, there'll be a fee for all this heavy work. I mean, I'm going to work for nothing on it. That's a real fancy dynamic assessment. Actually, you don't have to be quite that fancy to come up with the answer, but that's getting real fancy, see? You not only found the dynamic, but you found the item that represented the dynamic, and then you found the item that represented the item that represented the dynamic. That brought you in awful close, didn't it? You practically got the exact thing that the goal is worded with. And then you did a free hat assessment, find a verb. You may get such a thing as to withdraw from catfish, but you know damn well that it is not exactly this type of goal. See, it's not exactly to withdraw from catfish. So now you've got to have a list of things, goals he might have that would express this action. To withdraw from catfish. Now there's only one hole in this. If it's an inadvertent goal, it may be entirely different. But an inadvertent list, remember, was a non-rock slamming, not upsetting. You do the same thing and it'll get the same phenomena and everything else will turn on. It'll all go off according to Hoyle. But if it's a non-overt, no, I mean it's an inadvertent overt, see? Not intentional. It's just the fact he wants to make steel. And you know, he wants to make steel. That's the goal, you see? And oddly enough, they make fish hooks out of steel. And he's committing an overt continuously against catfish with fish hooks. See? He didn't have catfish in mind. That's the inadvertent goal, the inadvertent overt goal. He didn't have catfish in mind, but it's collided with this thing just in the natural course of events. His other goal is to take catfish and do something very overt to them. The overt, direct overt goal will probably contain the word catfish, and the inadvertent goal won't. So if the list wasn't much charged, well, it's probably inadvertent. Now here's the way you get along with that. You give the PC, after you've done all this, and you also then do this list of goals, and that runs charge out until there's no charge on it. But the fact there's no charge on it is no guarantee that the goal is on that list. That is not a guarantee. Got that? No guarantee at all. You could actually ask him to do a couple hundred more goals. Just off the bat. He could go ahead and do that. Here's why you wrote your 850 list. You say, now, go back to the beginning of your goals list and give him a purple pencil with red polka dots. See? And you say, you mark in every goal there that would be an overt to withdraw, that would express anything like withdrawing from catfish, see? You just mark any goal that even vaguely meanness, or any goal that would be an overt against catfish. Any goal, see, you just mark in anything, and he starts in at the beginning, and he marks in every one of these goals which would be. Now, when you take his goals list to assess it, you take the 850 list, the items he's marked in, and run it from the beginning forward. See how you do that? He did the 850 list before you fooled around with the dynamic assessment. But now he knows where the goal is targeted. There's no slightest doubt in his mind about where the goal is targeted. And you know whether the goal is the right goal or not. Of course, you know whether it's the right goal or that. But you can get a goal there that... And you spend time on these goals now. Now, the only other thing that can go wrong with this type of assessment is the fact that there is a hole in the original Tiger's drill that I released it to you. That is, that say, things can be suppressed below the level of meter read. You got that? So you prep, check, suppress. One of the best ways to handle this, the offhand pitch, is you prep, check, suppress. With the meter laid aside. See, when I say repetitive prep check, see, with the meter laid aside. Don't look at the meter. look at the goals list and say, on the goal to catch catfish, has anything been suppressed? And you're looking straight at the PC, and he says, you say, well, answer it. Has it or hasn't been? Try to think. Any suppression on this goal? And he says, so and so and so and so. Then ask him, do you have any additional answers? Well, he says, so and so and so and so and so and so. And we say, all right, now I'll check it on the meter. Okay. On the goal to catch catfish, has anything been suppressed? Only then can you promote a tick. A goal can be so suppressed that the suppress won't read. And if the suppress won't read, nothing else will read. And you've got to promote the read. And when you're checking an old goal and trying to get it alive again, don't worry about the meter until you've got the PC flat on the suppress, on the subject of goals, on the subject of clearing, on a subject of, your prep check. But don't do these things down the line the way it is in the policy letter, see, and forget to ever go back and check any of these things. When you finish one of those sections on that prep check, you better check all of those over and see if there's anything else on. In other words, you've got to clear each one of those sections, not just run over it indifferently one item at a time. Let's find out if there's anything else on this thing. Do a fast check on them after that. You find out this thing is hotted up, and the suppress may have hotted up on you again, because suppress is the only tricky button. Don't worry about the rest of them being tricky. You'll find the reads on those, but you won't find the read on suppress. If you don't find the read on suppress, you can't get the read on the rest of them. You got that? And that's the only hole in goals finding, and that's how your goals disappear, and that's how goals can't be found, and that sort of thing. You got it? Now, on the beginning of any goals list, by dynamic assessment and so forth, you make awfully sure that you have the PC's goals that have been found before. Put those to the beginning of the list. I don't care who prep checked them. I don't care what he did with them. I don't care anything else. My own goal was found last June and has sat suppressed ever since. And five wrong goals were found on top of it, one right after the other. And only by accident, after dynamic assessment, did that goal blow into view again. And, of course, it was the perfect over. It was an inadvertent overt. That's why I was lying there sleepily. You follow this? Now, I don't care whether you do the prehab assessment or not. I don't care whether you do that or not. It's just another string to your bow. Got it? Just another string to the bow. That will give you the item the goal is an overt against. But an inadvertent overt goal won't have the item mentioned in it. And it might be far wide of the point, too wide for the PC to guess. So that's why you go back over the first 850 goals and have him mark in those that it would be an overt against whatever the final item was. He may start marking in too many, but don't upset him too much about it. The probability is the goal is in the first few pages. Maybe he's only marked in 20 on the first in the first 300 goals, you see. That's a lot different than doing 300 goals, isn't it? Mm-hmm. See? You're saving time all the way, and you know what the goal looks like. See, you know about what it is. PC may badger himself around all over the place trying to find out what this goal is, but you can locate the goal. Now, there are probably other tricks by which you can define and make the goal definitive and so forth. Those tricks could be developed from time to time. Ideas can come up about this. We know exactly what the anatomy and structure of goal charge is. Exactly what it leads down to. Now, you can probably do a tremendous number of things with that, but that is dynamic assessment as it exists right now here on the 21st of August, 1812. Okay? Thank you. Thank you.